Welcome back, dear folks, to another Uncovered episode, this time again in English. And yeah, I actually didn't know which band I should choose for this next episode. And yeah, I realized pretty quickly though that one of my, maybe the earliest bands I discovered when I was getting into metal and the whole heavy metal genre was, yeah, maybe one of the biggest out there. And no, I'm not talking about Metallica. We did Metallica a while ago. But I think they are at least as well known, at least in Europe for sure, and they're one of the the most famous symphonic metal bands out there. And I'm talking about, obviously, I mean pretty obviously, the Finnish symphonic metal band Nightwish, whom have been around since 96. And yeah, again, I discovered them pretty early on, but as you all might know, yeah, there's a lot of discussion concerning their singer or singers in the past and in the present. So yeah, obviously we had Tarja Turunen, who was the first singer of Nightwish. Then we had, what was her name again? Annette Olsen, whom in my opinion brought a bit of freshness to the band out of the classical operatic style that they obviously do. And I'm sure you all know about that. And then the very, very talented and recent singer, Flor Jansson, who is, in my opinion, and I don't care what you say, but in my opinion, is probably the best fit for a modern day era Nightwish. They go together so well. And I mean, obviously, the first record that they did together was Endless Forms, Most Beautiful, I think, if I remember correctly. But anyway, they had a second album, Human Nature, and I think on that record, definitely one could see that, okay, now she's really in the band. She's not like, oh, she's the new girl in town and stuff, but she's actually, she's really contributing to this whole Nightwish era, even more than she was on the Endless Forms Most Beautiful record, in my opinion. And I'm sure my wife would very happily agree, because we are both, I mean, big, big Nightwish fans. And yeah, but let's start at the beginning, I would say. Yeah, they started since 96, and then we had several records, and quite funny, because recently only I did a tier list where I listed my Nightwish records, obviously the S tier, AT and stuff, and in my opinion, yeah, let's just say I ranked Century Child from 2002 on the S tier, because that was actually my first real listen to Nightwish, and I really fell in love with the record and with the whole lyrical theme, and obviously the cover is awesome. Tuomas Holopainen, the keyboardist and mainly the boss in Nightwish, is maybe one of the biggest and best songwriters out there in the metal genre, I think. And yeah, I mean, we can go through the tier list very quickly, so let's start at the bottom, because Wishmaster... Oh, no, sorry. Oh, I forgot. Wishmaster is actually an A. No, Oceanborn. Oceanborn is a record that I liked it. But then again, it had too many of these Stratovarius and typical Finnish symphonic metal sound that at the time I really did not enjoy. And to be fair, I have not gone back to Oceanborn except for maybe a few songs. I think The Devil and the Deep Dark Ocean or something was the song that I really enjoy. Or Sacrament of Wilderness, I think. And then... Angels Fall First, I did not really listen to that, so again, I can't really judge it. That's why I put it in C tier. I'm not putting anything in D tier, because again, they're very, very solid in what they do and the way they write stuff. And then B tier, Endless Forms Most Beautiful, once obviously the last record with Tarja Turunen, and Dark Passion Play, that was the first record with Annette Olsen. And then we are already in the A tier. Again, Wishmaster, as I said earlier, Wishmaster, which has like maybe their one of their biggest songs, Wishmaster itself. And yeah, Human Nature is also there. And the very great, and I couldn't really not decide if I'll put it in S tier as well, but Imaginarium is pretty damn good. I really like that theatrical approach on what they did on Imaginarium. And so yeah, let's just say Imaginarium is pretty, pretty close to Century Child, which was my S tier. But then again, they have such a big band history, so many things have happened. And yeah, as I said, many people focus, sadly enough, only on the on the singers, but I think the band has way more to offer than just a good singer, or in fact, until recently, two good singers, because they had Marco Hietala also on second vocals, let's say. I think he was there since Century Child as well, and he did like Phantom of the Opera with Tarja Turunen at that time, was awesome stuff, right? So so yeah, and he has been there since, I mean, till Endless Forms Most Beautiful, I think. Oh, even Human Nature, I'm not really sure about that, but anyway, we'll try to keep it short today. But as you all know, I mean, Nightwish is pretty well known and really one of the biggest, and let's just focus on the fact that this band is more than just a symphonic metal band, because there are, as you know, there are quite many out there, and I think you need to dive deeper into what they write and have a different approach on how to listen to Nightwish. In my opinion, it's not like records that you should listen to in its entirety, but really pick out some songs, and then you will probably discover that, oh, there's really stuff there that touches me, even though emotionally sometimes, because again, Century Child was pretty dark, as many of their material is in their discography. But yeah, I mean, it's really a pretty awesome band if you look at it, and again, they're still there, and I'm in 96. That's almost like, that is actually 27 years, so we are slowly approaching the 30-year celebration of Nightwish, and I'm looking forward to what they will drop next, because again, they are touring like crazy. I think they release a record and then they go on tour for like 5 years at least, or 4 or 5 years. And recently, Tuomas Holopainen announced, and I think also Flori Hansen posted a small Instagram, Facebook post that they are finishing their tour this year, their tour for the Human Nature cycle, and then they will probably hibernate, as I like to say, and yeah, they will get the new record done pretty soon, I guess, and my guess is that we are getting new music maybe around the 30th anniversary, which would be amazing. And I mean, recently they had an edition, like many editions before, many people left, like their first and pretty well known drummer at that time was Jukka Nevalainen, who is still in the band though, but mostly behind the curtains, because he's taking care of other things now, because he can't really drum anymore. I think he has a certain illness that is not really curable. Not really sure about that, but anyway, there was a Sami Wenska, also great guy, for at least for the first records, let's say. And then after that, one could really see that, okay, they want to go a step ahead, so they took on Kai Hathor recently, because of Jukka Nevalainen's leaving the drum kit, and Troy Donockley as well, who's on bagpipes and all these Celtic stuff that they like to put in. And Jukka Koskinen, another bassist that you probably know from the Winter Sun era, if it's still there or not, we don't really know. But anyway, so there's a lot going on in this band, and I really look forward to what will be the next step, and I hope you guys agree, and if not, let me know. In any case, I wanted to make it very short today, because again, I mean, there's not much about Nightwish that has not been said or done or shown before, so Nightwish is and probably will remain one of the biggest, if not like maybe one of the newer big four, like Metallica, Anthrax, Slayer was back in the days. Yeah, maybe we should. I should go into some research and see how a new era Big Four would look like. But I'm convinced that Nightwish would be on that list, 100%. Enough said from my side, so I wish you guys a good one, and see you next time here. Cheers.